Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Ma'am.
And Michael.
And today we might visit a factory.
Make some noises. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop.
And learn how sound works. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Laura, can you please quit squeaking that toy? I'm trying to concentrate and cut all of these pieces of spaghetti to exactly the same length. It does make it really hard to concentrate when you're making that noise!
Oh, sorry, Michael. I couldn't hear you over the top of the noise of King Louis's new squeaky toy.
Well, would you mind taking that noise elsewhere? I'm trying to cut all of this spaghetti to exactly the same length and I need to concentrate.
Ah, sure thing, Michael Beanie. Come on, King Louis, let's go outside.
Ah, wonderful. Now some peace and quiet to cut my spaghetti into perfectly... Mim? Mim? It'd be very nice if you could... It'd be very nice if you could...
Oh, hey, Michael. I didn't know you liked that song too.
I heard everyone screaming. What's going on? I'm going to scream too.
No, no, no. You're going... And I need you to go... That was great. Okay. Wait, why do you look so grumpy?
I was trying to cut my spaghetti into perfectly the same size spags or spag guys, and you are both coming in here and making all sorts of strange noises.
Oh, noises? Like what?
Like squeak, 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 and
Oh, that reminds me of a story. It's all about noises and how they're made. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
There was once a factory, a noise factory, called Noises Are Us, and they made all kinds of noises there. Noises Are Us was run by the oldest noisemaker there was, Nigel Noisebottom.
Nigel's the name, Noises Are the Game.
Noises Are Us had been making noises for years. In fact, they were experts at it. You might even recognise some of their best work, the wind chime... The puppy bark and the snotty snort.
That might not have been one of our best.
For years, Noises R Us had made noises out of all sorts of things. To make a hush, they rubbed a tennis ball with a brush.
Inspiring work, Nigel.
Good, Nigel.
Really good stuff,
good.
Nigel. Love you.
I remember when he got that.
And the humble twinkle, that's just a fairy ringing a bell.
Wow, that's really inspiring stuff.
You gotta love your work.
Wowie.
One day, one of the factory workers came rushing in.
Did you hear? There's a new factory opening. Sounds Are Them.
What? Where?
Across town. They have a soundo-maker. Gasp.
You see, Noises R Us had always made their sounds the old-fashioned way, but with the advancements in technology, the soundo-maker could make sounds with just the touch of a button.
What are we going to do, Nigel? The competition is on today.
What competition, I hear you ask? Well, there had been an announcement that the royal family needed an official noisemaker. They had so many noisy needs, and they decided to put out a royal decree that they were bringing on the best of the best to create them. Noises R Us thought they were a shoo-in, but now they weren't so sure.
Oh, not sure.
I thought we were a shoo-in.
Yeah, but now...
Not so sure.
Okay, people, I know you're worried. This new noise-o-maker, it sounds Are Them. It is a bit intimidating, I'll admit, but we make noises the right way, the old-fashioned way. We make them from the rustling of leaves and the whistling sound dads make when they snore. We make them the right way. We can take Sounds Are Them and we can win. Now, who's with me?
All right, Nigel, you're here.
Nigel and Noises R Us arrived at the royal competition. The boss of Sounds Are Them, Susie Soundface, met Nigel Noisebottom and his team at the door and snickered.
Well, 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 look who it is, Nigel Noisebottom and the tired old Noises Are Us team. Still rubbing tennis balls with a brush?
Oh, don't listen to them Noises Are Us team. That soundo maker doesn't scare us.
All they needed to do was prove to Her Majesty the Queen that they could make the noises she needed.
Attention all noisemakers. You have exactly 1 minute to make the royal noise for Her Majesty the Queen.
The royal announcer said.
Her Majesty has these tiny dogs. Corgis are their names, and they need a very royal bark. It is up to you to make the bark the most royal. You have 1 minute and go.
The Noises Are Us team quickly went to work.
Right, royal dogs probably need to have a posh accent. Quick, grab me that butler.
Yes, I'm Jeeves.
Great, and this sound probably needs to be spray painted with gold too.
But little did they know that Sounds Are Them had already plugged in the sound into the sounder maker. And out it came. And Sounds Are Them takes the lead.
Drats, it's just so quick.
Nigel looked at his disappointed team.
That's okay, guys. We'll get the next one for sure. There's no way that machine can make every sound.
Next up, we have an important sound for the palace. A scary and intimidating oi from the guards.
Ugh, this one's easy. Quick Sounds Are Us. Did anyone bring a mum's warning look she gives you when you're misbehaving at the supermarket? Those are really scary.
Oh, yeah, I've got one here. Let's mix it with thunder and lightning. Very, very frightening. And...
oi.
Oh no, the sounder maker had done it again. It made a great oi in record time. Nigel didn't think it was as scary and intimidating as the one his team was making, but nonetheless, the royal announcer, announced.
Sounds Are Them are the winners.
It was then that they all heard a whirling and swirling from the Sounds Are Them side of the room. It was...
Uh-oh!
The sounder maker was going to...
Explode!
Gasp! Oh, I love that song. Anyway, Susie Soundface was shocked. She had just won the royal contest, but how would she make any royal sounds without the soundo-maker?
Congratulations, team. Sounds Are Them. To celebrate your win, Her Majesty would like to assign you your first and most important task. It's time to create the twinkle of the crown jewels.
Oh, no!
Well, well, well. It seems someone might even like a tennis ball and a brush now, eh?
Nigel felt strangely satisfied that the sounder maker had exploded. That is, until Susie Soundface turned around and he saw tears in her eyes.
I just wanted to make sounds and know that everyone enjoyed them. A tweet of a bird or the sound of a soft drink can opening. You made those, Nigel, and they made everyone so happy. And I guess I just wanted to do the same. But now that the sounder maker is broken, we never will.
Ah! Nigel thought hard, and he felt bad for Susie. Sometimes it takes years to make something beautiful, and while he didn't like what the Soundomaker stood for, he didn't want Susie and her team to be sad, so he decided to help.
Susie, I understand. Come on, let's make the twinkle of the jewels together.
So noises are us and sounds are them all started pitching in to make the most perfect twinkle a queen had ever heard.
Oh, I need some stardust.
And obviously some sequins.
And what about this tiny bell?
And the finishing ingredient, glee.
Oh, what a lovely twinkle, Your Majesty. She loves it.
From that day forward, Noises Are Us and Sounds Are Them joined forces and became the Noise Factory. Nigel and his team taught Susie all about making noises from scratch, and Susie and her team helped them to use the latest and greatest technology to make their sounds crisper and cleaner. They all made the sounds for the royal family and the world, and lived happily ever after.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And picture in your head
a factory.
What does it look like? Is it brown and made of bricks? Or is it shiny steel?
What does it sound like? Does it crash and clang? Or hum away?
What does it smell like? Like smoke and engines? Or something delightful?
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made
a factory.
Now time for a song.
We gotta make a toot, 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 toot. Take some air, a horn, and put it in a flute. Toot, toot, toot. Need something new. Take a squeaky wheel and put it in too. Toot, 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 toot. Call the Noise Factory if you need a toot. Yeah, scoot, scoot. What's next? Hey, Mim, what are you making?
We gotta make a bag. The fireworks gang. Bang, bang, bang. Needs a bigger crash. Get a pot and a rock and make them go smash. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Call the Noise Factory if you need a bang.
Alright, that's done. Anything I can help you with, Laura?
We gotta make a hush. Hush, hush, hush. Take a tennis ball and rub it with a brush. Hush, hush, hush. Needs more. Shush. Perfect. Hush, hush, hush. Hush, hush, hush. Call the Noise Factory if you need a hush.
All right, guys. We've got one more to finish off. Let's all pitch in and do it together.
We gotta make a zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Gotta have this one done by this afternoon. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Needs more red. I'm sure we got some race cars out in the shed.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Call the Noise Factory if you need a zoom.
Call 1-800-NOISE-FACTORY for all your noisy needs. Big crashes, whooshes and pops are our specialty. Need a custom-made splash or a handcrafted ding? Call 1-800-NOISE-FACTORY now for a free quote. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-NOISE-FACTORY.
Wow, I'm so glad they learnt to work together in that story. My favourite noise was the one that went, oi!
Mine was the corgi.
Hey, why do those two noises sound so different? They were both made with your mouth.
I've heard sound travels on waves. So, I guess it's like the beach?
Well, a crash would belong at a beach on a wave, but I don't know about a hush.
Well, why don't we ask...
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, beanies.
Hi, Professor Know-It-All.
Professor, can you hear this? Crash!
I can, Michael Beanie. What a loud noise.
Is it because sound rides on waves like a crash? Crash!
Well, almost. Sound is made of lots of different vibrations. Vibrations mean that the little pieces of air around us shake very quickly back and forth. We call these vibrations sound waves.
Ah, oh, Michael, you were right.
Woo! Cowabunga on the sound waves, my dudes.
But, Professor, why do different noises sound different to us?
Well, Laura, when these sound waves reach our ears, our very clever brain can figure out what size and shape these waves are and tell us what kind of noise it is.
Ah!
So your ears are just like eyeballs for sound?
Kind of. The way your ears hear a sound depends on the shape of the wave and the energy behind it. A low sound has a long, flat wave. And the more energy it has behind it, the harder the waves hit our ears and the louder it becomes. If we have a high-pitched sound, the wave is taller and thinner. And the more energy it has behind it, the louder it gets!
Wow!
And, Professor, who decided what sound a bird makes? Or a car makes? Or a giraffe makes?
Wait, do giraffes make noises?
Yep, they go. Just like that. Bye for now, beanies.
Wow, noises are so interesting. Now I know that this squeaky noise is a tall, skinny wave.
They are. Now, if we could all stop making noises so I can finally cut my spaghetti, that'd be great.
No worries.
Maybe you could try and make some interesting noises at home.
Yeah, like high noises and low noises. Maybe you could experiment with things around the house and see what strange noises you can make.
As long as you don't interrupt anyone's spaghetti time with them.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, Mini Beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own Mini Beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie. Ha ha ha.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.